Among those who originally voted for the bill was Adam Driggs. He told Arizona Public Radio he still believes the state should protect people from being forced to do things in conflict with their faith. But Driggs also noted the near-universal opposition from business groups, and he said that requires him to do a cost-benefit analysis.
And the cost-benefit analysis says it is more important to protect the reputation of the state of Arizona and to end this debate with the governor's veto rather than to pursue it.
It comes down to Brewer, since a change of heart by Driggs, Bob Worsley, and Steve Pierce comes too late to reconsider the measure approved last week, even though fewer than half of state senators now support it. Senator Steve Yarbrough, who crafted the measure, said the reason for business opposition, as well as calls for veto from most Republican gubernatorial hopefuls, is because Democrats distorted the purpose and effect of the legislation to say it will lead to discrimination against gays and others in the name of religious freedom.
They manufactured this whole process. They said lots of things that were terribly inaccurate about the bill, but it sold. I'll give them credit for that.
Brewer gets her first look at the measure when she returns from Washington on Tuesday. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.